This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for a brief but hard-hitting look at the awesome power of the words we say. Today's passage is Genesis 37 through 40. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever said something and then wished you hadn't said it? I think most of us could easily remember many times like that. The late Paul Little of the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship used to tell us that when we speak unwisely or boastfully or pass along some gossip, it's very hard to retrieve those words. It's like trying to get the toothpaste back into the tube. As we begin the story of Joseph today, we find a young man who spoke unwisely and suffered the consequences for many years after. Joseph is one of the most interesting individuals in all of Scripture. A dreamer of dreams, an interpreter of dreams, a planner, an administrator, a man of high moral standards. He was Jacob's son, born of his beloved wife Rachel, and clearly he was his father's favorite. And one day Joseph and his brothers were in the field, and Joseph told them a dream. "We were binding sheaves in the field," he said, "and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brother said, "Are you really going to rule over us?" And they hated him even more. And he had another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to him. And when Jacob heard it, he asked, "Shall I and my mother actually come and bow ourselves to the ground before you?" Now, folks, I have already said that I think Joseph was a great man and very wise. In fact, I don't remember any other major mistake he made. But I think what he did here was a mistake. There are some things that happen to us that should be simply kept to ourselves. Had he thought about it for a moment or two, he could have seen how relating his dreams would promote anger and jealousy and hatred among his brothers. The New Testament makes it very clear that the daily walk of the disciple should be characterized by lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And Joseph did little here to keep peace in the family. How can we avoid that kind of tragedy in what we say? The prayer of David applies. "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." We cannot keep the door by ourselves. We need the help of God. As Joseph's story unfolds, we see the power of God turn tragedy into triumph. But the truth still comes through loud and clear that you and I need to watch what we say. Remember the words from Proverbs? "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes, joining you in the prayer that all we say shall honor God and encourage others.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy looks at the paralysis of overanalysis and the need to take action in our life of daily discipleship.